Good morning, Glass. How are you?
Thank you for patiently waiting through all of that. I didn't expect that to happen at the exact moment you were going to call in this morning. But again, let's hope that this helps the situation. Awful to hear. You don't know why your phone's going 100 different directions. And that's the other thing. I have my phone, I thought, on off because on the radio, I don't want it on. And it's buzzing and jumping all over the place, and I'm jumping all over the place, and you're trying to call in, and we've got a program on our hands this morning, so that's the good news. Every year I talk to you, I always start our conversation off the same way. I say, Chris, I'm tired of talking to you. I don't want to talk to you anymore. And for those of you who don't know, Chris is in charge of the Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, and someday we hope not to have this conversation.
Exactly. Someday, hopefully soon, we won't be having this conversation.
But if we have to, I want to talk to you because your organization does a fantastic job of getting, number one, the word out, number two, organizing a great event. And how many people did you end up having last year?
I think we had close to 1,000 people last year. It was a beautiful walk, as I remember, beautiful weather, and just a lot of people came out for this walk. It's a free walk, so you know, you can't beat that.
And my favorite part is you may bring your, behaved pets.
Yes, definitely.
In this day and age, and in this day in Bloomington, that's more of the rule, not the exception to the rule. So that's part of it as
right.
well. Okay, let's get to the brass tacks. Breast cancer is bad. It affects way too many people. I don't know if anybody's listening right now who says, well, I don't know anybody. Everybody knows somebody that's had it. How is the fundraising going? Are we making a dent?
There's a lot of great research going on. There's new things coming out every year in terms of research. It does affect 1 in 8 women, and I just read a statistic earlier this month that even the youngest age that's been diagnosed is age 8, which is astounding.
Age 8?
Yes. Yep.
Jiminy Christmas. That's not good at all. So we're going to fight it, and we're going to get together to fight it. When are we fighting this year?
We are fighting this coming Saturday, October 21st, at City Hall. We start the registration at 8:30 a.m., and everyone is welcome.
Chris, the forecast I gave about 20 minutes ago for Saturday is 75 and sunshine with a 0% chance of rain.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's great news.
And that will help everybody. Now, you talked about registering Saturday morning at City Hall. Is this something I can do ahead of time?
You definitely can. You can go to Sira Online, siraonline.com, click on the Breast Cancer Walk, and they've got a form right there where you can take care of it right there.
Now, you told me it's a free walk. What am I registering for, just to make sure I've got how much room you need, how many T-shirts, all that good stuff?
Exactly. We just need to know for purposes of T-shirts and things, who's coming. And there's a little liability waiver that everyone needs to fill out, but it's really simple, really easy. There'll be some great fun things there, a photo booth, a lot of cool things going on. People will be wearing tons of pink, so you'll see a sea of pink when you get there.
Now, we know the farmers market is going on as well. You guys all get together and throw a heck of a party.
Yeah. Yep, we will be right next to the farmers market there at City Hall, in front of City Hall. And just look for, again, all the people there in front of City Hall will be there. And you can start registering at 8. We do a survivors and those in honor of those who are battling breast cancer. We start that little ceremony at 9. And then the walk will start shortly after that.
And before we get started on the walk as well, we know we always talk about survivors. Talk about the Melody Martin Award and what that's evolved into over the years as well.
So the Melody Martin Award, Melody Martin actually started the walk herself 20 years ago. This is our 20th anniversary of the walk. And she has since passed. She had breast cancer. But since her passing, we have developed this award to honor somebody who's really contributed to breast cancer awareness over the years. And the recipient or recipients vary each year. So we will be giving an award to 2 people this year for that.
Chris Heater's our guest this morning. She helps organize the Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. It's coming up this Saturday, the 21st, 8:30. Get you all started, ready to go at City Hall. So get in there. And again, give yourself some extra time. The farmer's market's going on. The weather's going to be perfect. There will be plenty of people downtown. Now, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. Where are we walking to?
We are walking from City Hall all the way down Kirkwood to Sample Gates and back again. So it's a short walk, a 1-mile walk. Anybody who's able can make that walk, and there's no pressure, no hurry to do it. Just stroll at your own pace.
And again, make sure you're aware of the traffic situation as well, too, because some of those streets will be closed off because people are walking through. If Chris, if I can't make it out there, can I still help to the contribute to the cause?
You definitely can. You can. We have a post office box 210, 47402, that you can send donations to. All of those donations stay local. This is a completely local event. We go to support the Alcott Center and the VIM Clinic and a few other groups that help breast cancer survivors and those who are going through the breast cancer treatments and things like that. So we keep all of this money local. It stays right here in Bloomington.
And if your business wants to help out, that's possible too, correct?
Exactly. We are always looking for sponsors. They can sponsor as well. They can contact us through thesphereonline.com. We'll be happy to include them.
Excellent. And then on Saturday, coming up, T-shirts for the first 1,000 walkers, well-behaved pets. Register online so you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to have to worry about anything that has to do with weather. That is my gift to the walk, obviously. And don't forget, though, and we want to remind people of this because the parking situation down there, if you've been to the farmer's market, gets a little hairy. Anyhow, we're going to add 1,000 people on top of that. So make sure you get there and get enough time to get over there and get organized on everything. And the money that stays here locally, that's really made a difference. Talk about what that means to the Alcott Center.
That's a huge thing for the Alcott Center. It means that they can continue to provide services to people who are going through the cancer process. I know someone who's used that service, and she cannot speak highly enough of it. She's just, you know, she's been diagnosed cancer-free now for a couple of years, but she still uses that that center, and just has the most wonderful things to say about the Alcott Center. So I can't.
Yeah, the support they provide is unbelievable. So that money makes a tangible difference right here in Bloomington. The walk is free, but please, again, donate and help out the cause of all of it. Okay, so if I want to go online, I'm looking right now. I'm not going to cheat off my paper. What's the web address to go to and get this all sorted out?
It's Sphera, S-I-R-A, online, all one word, .com.
And once you get there, it is very helpful. It shows you where you can register, how to be a sponsor, your frequently asked questions. You can look at pictures from the last one. And it gives you a place to donate as well. So very, very helpful on all of that. Well, you're going to have perfect weather. That's the good news. I would expect probably your biggest crowd yet because of the wonderful third weekend in October weather. And again, I always close every year we talk. I hope I don't have to talk to you again about this.
Me too.
Well, great job, Chris. We appreciate you organizing it. 20 years is special. It's probably the most prominent, not prominent's a bad word. It's one most people are familiar with, but all of them help, and you guys are just adding another layer to that. Great job on that, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Great. Thank you so much.
Chris Heater, the Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk is coming up this Saturday, October 21st. Registration begins 8:30 at City Hall. Please remember, the farmer's market is going on and the weather is going to be perfect. This is a this is a recording, so remind yourself of that as well. And if you need to be anywhere on Saturday between 9 and 10:30, 9 and 11, remember, well, that walk is going to cross. Kirkwood's going to cross Lincoln or in College and Walnut and Washington, all that stuff. So you have to avoid that area if you need to be somewhere. Don't forget that, or just park your car and start walking. Give a little donation and help out what's going on there. The Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. We'll put this on our Facebook page so you can share it. And really, you're out of excuses. It's going to be an absolutely perfect morning. And our town is perfect in the fall. So get out there, make a difference, and help those folks out.